$10.8 million. That's how much people in Illinois spent on marijuana during just the first 5 days of recreational pot sales. The demand caused some dispensaries to close or limit purchases because they were running out of the stuff. From member station WBEZ, Mariah Wolfel explains why, after months of preparation, the state couldn't deliver.
On a recent day, I drove to all 9 dispensaries in Chicago, and like many other people, I was just trying to find weed.
Is this the first time you've tried to buy legal?
I actually came by a couple days ago, and they had a sign out, so I'm a little annoyed.
This was the story nearly everywhere I went. Pot seekers met with signs that read, "Not serving recreational cannabis, check back tomorrow." And that's led to massive wait times at the few shops that do have enough marijuana to go around, like Mission Dispensary on Chicago's South Side.
We still have 10 more minutes until open, and then these quantity limits are only to get us through the hump.
It's 9:45 in the morning, and Chris Curry is one of 50 folks in line taking directions from a customer service rep.
They got about 30 minutes out of me out here, but the line is moving, so.
What are you expecting when you go inside?
Just to be a marijuana buffet. I'm just here for the smoke.
Alas, a marijuana buffet, it is not. This dispensary is capping purchases at 4.5 grams per customer, enough for maybe 8 joints.
I mean, to be honest, I'm not sure there's much that they could have done to prevent shortages.
Chris Crane owns Chicago's Mission Dispensary and several others across the country.
These shortage issues have happened in basically every state, but it has been more pronounced in Illinois, and that was completely expected.
And that's what pretty much every single person in this industry will tell you, that this is not a surprise. Illinois approved recreational marijuana last June, and the state had until January 1st to transition from a medical marijuana market to a recreational one as well. The medical market here is pretty small compared to other states. There are about 85,000 cardholders currently, and that's double what it was just a year ago before the state expanded its list of eligible medical conditions. Another problem is that the plant takes time to grow.
With a living organism like this, it's not just like building a new machine and then turning on to get more capacity.
Jason Nelson is giving me a tour of Cresco Labs, one of Illinois' 21 grow houses, where it takes about 4 months to grow a plant.
We've got Apple Rock Candy. This one's kind of unique. This Rollins right here. Rollins
is very. He says to meet demand, growers had to start increasing production tenfold. They start cloning thousands of more plants per week, hiring hundreds of employees, expanding facilities. Nelson says all in 6 months.
We're literally doing it as quickly as humanly possible.
He says the seeds planted at that new facility should be fully grown and on the shelves in Illinois by March. But it could be longer for other grow centers. Nelson has one of the largest in the state market. Other people in the industry, like Chris Crane, the owner of Mission Dispensary, estimates it'll be 6 months to a year before Illinois gets close to meeting demand.
We're going to be dealing with these types of shortage issues, and we're going to be dealing with some lines. Because I think that while challenging, was better than the alternative of delay implementation of the entire program, continuing to drive consumers to the illicit market.
Lawmakers say shortages are by design, meant to create demand for the folks who will enter the market later this year, many of whom they hope will be Black entrepreneurs who've been impacted by the war on drugs. For consumers like Chris Curry, whose new dealer is now Mission Dispensary on the South Side, buying on the legal market is worth the wait.
You know what you're getting in here. You don't know what you're getting when you're on the street. So I just hope these lines die down soon.
For Here and Now, I'm Mariah Wolfel in Chicago.